A Delaware man who headed the state's largest fentanyl ring will spend the next 25 years behind bars. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story.
Dwayne Fountain was a hulking weightlifter and self-proclaimed personal trainer who lived with his wife in a comfortable suburban home in Middletown. But several miles away, he kept gigantic quantities of fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine in a stash apartment where one of his 15 children lived with their mother. Authorities seized about 35 pounds from his network, mostly from that rental unit. Fountain specialized in mixing fentanyl with other drugs and had an industrial press to reform his potent concoctions into bricks.
He was personally mixing those drugs, packaging them up, and pushing them out into the community. So he had a heightened knowledge of how dangerous the stuff he was selling was, and he just kept doing it anyway. And he was doing so on the back of people that were addicted to drugs and might die.
That's federal prosecutor Jennifer Welsh. She said Fountain's empire unraveled 2 years ago when his Pennsylvania supplier, through a Mexican cartel, got busted and the DEA infiltrated his ring. Now Fountain is going to prison for 25 years. He previously served 10 years for running a Philadelphia coke operation in the 1990s. Fountain's lawyer, Todd Fiore, would not comment on his client's conviction on several drug dealing charges. But in court papers, he said Fountain didn't supervise any of his wholesalers and questioned whether he really was a drug kingpin. Welsh scoffed at that proposition.
It is preposterous. He was the person who was working with the supplier, the person who was getting all the drugs, holding on to them, manufacturing them, pushing them out. He was for sure the boss of this business that he created.
Five other members of the drug network are serving significant prison sentences, too. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.